Have you read Verity? Welcome back to After Our Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Sharon.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
And today we're doing something different. We are having a book club meeting slash conversation of the sort. I honestly don't remember how this came up. Who suggested it?
I have an answer. So one of our listeners dropped it in our Discord because we have a drop episode ideas, and they said, oh, can you guys do a book club? And then they were talking about Colleen Hoover books, and then we're like, oh, let's try this idea out, and we end up reading Verity by Colleen Hoover.
No. The first book that we were supposed to read that Vicky suggested was like a Greek
Circe. If you're a book lover, you know what it is. It's a really good book.
But she hasn't read it.
I've heard it's really good, and I started it, but then I told them to, and I was like, I don't think you guys will get into it. It's like a kind of hard read and not a good like first book to get us into it.
And I think I suggested Verity because I had kind of been on a Colleen Hoover starting binge before, and the next one that I wanted to read that I heard really good things about was Verity. And so that's kind of what we're going to do today. I also just urge slash suggest you to tune in. Wait, no, you have had to read the book in order to listen to this episode, huh?
Yeah, there's going to be spoilers.
Yeah. If you haven't read the book, maybe do it. Like, don't judge a book by its cover. It's actually really, really, really good. And I know, like, book talk is, like, huge. And every other YouTuber that I watch has been getting into books lately. So just do it.
It's so good. I finished it in one night. It's like you cannot put down it. I put it on my Instagram. I got three people to read it, and all three of them told me that they were like, I was shook by this book. So, bro, please. Yeah.
I mean, this is my first ever Colleen Hoover book. Like, I would have never read a Colleen Hoover book if it wasn't for this one, just because I haven't really been reading American books or English books that much. Really, I haven't read a lot of Chinese, you know, novels. But then I also know that this Colleen or Verity is different from her other books in the sense that this is a psychological thrillers romance kind of book. So it's very different from their other ones. So I'm really glad that we did this one rather than, I guess, a very typical Colleen Hoover book.
Thing is, we didn't know that going into it. I remember suggesting it, and I was like, okay, honestly, I don't know how this book club episode is going to go, because how much can we really talk about a romance novel? And I started reading it, and shit went whack. And I was like, huh?
Whack as in like wild? Or
yeah. Like, as soon as she started talking about hangers and shit, I was like,
dude,
we'll get there.
If you want to read Verity, look up trigger warnings. They're all online. There's like a lot of triggering things in this book.
Give us a synopsis. Yeah.
Okay, so the synopsis is basically there's a male lead. His name is Jeremy. He's married to someone named Verity, but Verity is bedridden. Like, she's a vegetable. Sorry, fuck, that sounds so bad. And she was an author. And then there's also the main character. Her name is Loen, and she's also an author. And how the story starts is basically Verity is what I said. Like, she's hospitalized. She's bedridden. And I can't do this.
So the bedridden wife, Verity, can't finish the series of her books, but her publisher wants her to. So they hire Loen as a ghostwriter to like finish the series off for Verity. And in order to do this, Loen moves into their house and like kind of sorts through all the notes and like all these things to figure out what the storyline is and how to finish it. But while she was looking through it, she finds an autobiography that Verity wrote about her life and all this trauma that she has experienced throughout life. Loen starts reading it, and like shit goes wild from this manuscript because she gets like real nasty in her book about her life. That shit is fucking wild. I know, like, book talkers, there's people who don't fuck with, like, cheaters or, like, that kind of aspect. But this is, like, that was my first initial, like, I didn't want to like this book in Verity because it opens with, like, a married husband and, like, a single lady. But, like, give it a shot because I don't like that trope, and it's still so freaking good, and I don't think it really counts.
I'm curious if this is very triggering for parents. Because the girl is talking about aborting her damn kids. Like,
oh, yeah, probably.
Maybe a parent who has lost a child. I wonder if they can't, like, read this book because it's very, very graphic.
So there's a debate about this book, which is team manuscript versus team letter. Is it too soon to get into that, or should we get into that?
Let's get into like the storyline and like how we feel about the characters or certain aspects of the book, and then we can talk about manuscript versus.
Can we talk about Jeremy? How do we feel about Jeremy?
Okay. I read theories afterwards, and I really resonated with this specific theory. I feel like Jeremy purposely found another Verity.
Oh, that's an interesting take. Why?
You know the TV series You, right? How the main guy makes a mark on certain girls. I feel like this was kind of similar. Like, maybe Jeremy made a mark on Verity. And then when Verity, like, things didn't work out, things like went to trash, he made his mark on Lowen. Because what are the chances that he was there when she witnessed a car crash? What are the chances that he had an extra shirt? Or what are the chances that in the book he specifically said, oh, Verity didn't read your books. I read your books. I want you to finish this series. So when I read that theory, I was like, holy shit, Jeremy is the antagonist to me in this theory.
Oh, that's interesting. That's crazy. So the reason why we're like talking so darkly about the female characters in the book, specifically Verity, is because as an author, she writes in a villain point of view. So she's like very antagonist, like mean, brutal, like says some out-of-pocket shit. And it's the same thing for the autobiography that she wrote. Like she talks about her life, but in a very dark, like, I hate kids and I don't want them, but I love this man, so I'm gonna do it anyways. And it's like, it's crazy how she like talks about her life.
I've seen that theory, and I have a different like antagonist in mind. I think Verity is crazy. Like, I genuinely think she's a psychotic person, and we'll get into the details of that when we talk manuscript versus ending. But I genuinely think you have to be a level of crazy in order to even fake yourself being a vegetable. Like, that in itself, whether the manuscript is real or not, like, you are psychotic if you can pretend to be bedridden and fucking get out of, like, don't get out of bed then. Like, don't make your husband or the girl question if you're a living person. Yeah. Don't stand on top of the stairs and watch. Like, dude, that's freaking creepy. So I think Verity truly is, like, the villain, I guess, but also I think Lowen is crazy too, because the whole like her biting on the headboard and wanting to be louder than Verity, or like making a bigger mark on Jeremy. Like, where did you even get to know Jeremy? Like, where?
How did you fall in love so quickly?
Yeah. And I believe in like Verity and Jeremy's like chemistry. I do believe in that. But then I'm like, where does Lowen come in? Like, where did you guys even have a conversation that got you guys to know each other? So that, but also like at the end when he got her pregnant, or like she let him. Yeah, and I'm like, why? It's, you've known him for like how long now? And it's like she wants to take over Verity's life so bad. And I'm like, that's kind of weird to me. So
I think there's something wrong with Lowen too. I think she's as mentally unstable as Verity, but in like a very different way almost. Like, the obsession that the both of the female characters have over Jeremy is super concerning and like so fucking weird. In this book, there was nothing for Jeremy. Like, they didn't build him up as a character. There was no like, oh my god, he did this for them. Like, they made him such a side character that it was hard to understand why these girls were so obsessed with him, beyond the fact that like he was a good father or like a good person.
No, he was good in bed.
Yeah, that too. It was just like really stupid things for a woman to fall so obsessively over this man.
Okay, I mean, I agree that all of them have some sort of mental instability or like psychotic issues, but I think that also maybe Jeremy knows that and he plays into that. Like, I feel like he knew how to make these women fall in love with him. So when the first life he had with Verity kind of crashed and burned, I think he was just like, I can't do this. Like, this isn't the perfect life I wanted. And he found his next mark, which is Lowen.
Oh, yeah. I'm playing devil's advocate for Jeremy.
Oh, really?
Just because even when, like, Lowen was not trying to kill Verity, but, like, had a knife around her, he was like, what are you doing? Like, get out of my house. Like, stuff like that. I don't know. I'm just going to play devil's advocate for Jeremy more so than I do with the other two. I feel like I've noticed this in Colleen's books. I feel like the ending is very rushed. Like, there's a lot of buildup, but the ending is very, very rushed. With like, even this one was like 2 years later and she had a kid. Like, why? Like, I don't like that. And the thing that I felt like was rushed was the whole, when Jeremy found out that Verity was actually alive, and like, he got so angry that he literally killed her.
But then it like makes sense because he originally was going to kill her anyways. He was in the car with her when he tried to like crash them into a tree.
Wait. Okay. You know how in the manuscript there was a part where Verity goes like, oh, I want to affix, what's it called? Like choke her own daughter, right? Yeah, choke Harper. And then later on in the letter, she was just like, oh, Jeremy read that manuscript. And basically that was the reason why she crashed her. And then when Jeremy killed Verity, she used the same method that she wants, that Verity wants to use to kill Harper. So I think that's also why I feel like Jeremy isn't the most innocent too.
No, it's weird that he like read the manuscript and is still such like a good husband to Verity, you know? Because he read it and then like tried to kill her in a car crash, which is what she wrote in her manuscript on how she might die. And then ended up like making her a vegetable, quote unquote, because she was faking it. And then he like continued being such like a good husband to her, which is fucking weird.
Wait, I have a question. Okay, so once the book started getting really, really crazy, I sped read it because I just wanted to get to the ending. I feel like I missed out. But you know how Loan found the manuscript and she basically read the whole thing?
Yeah.
But also somewhere down the line, like we found out that Jeremy knew about the manuscript. Is that confirmed or is that what Verity said?
That's what Verity says.
So like the big twist in this book, which makes it like super like what the fuck is happening, is at the end when Verity found out that like Loan knew she was alive, she quickly wrote a letter, and she in the letter she mentioned like, oh, I only wrote these books because I needed like an angle for my books that I was writing. So then I was told to write in a very villain point of view. That's why my books were selling, and it's so easy to write in such a cruel way, aka explaining why her manuscript was so deep and dark. And then at the end, she was like, oh, yeah, Jeremy read all these books and my manuscript and really thought that I did it when actually I didn't. I was just like writing in a way to express myself. He found out, and that's why he like put me in a car to like kill me. And it all makes sense because like, yeah, why would you be so understanding after reading that your wife potentially like killed your children? At the end, she was like, yeah, I'm so sorry that you had to like think this of me, and I'm so sad that our love didn't like conquer the fact that you read my book that I like fake wrote, basically. And so that's like the whole mind game that this book is playing, is like, is Verity telling the truth that she actually didn't do all these bad things and she's just writing in an antagonist point of view, versus she actually did it and she's playing a twisted game with Jeremy and Loan that she like did all these things. So it was never confirmed if he actually knew about the book. It was just written in the letter, and then Loan never told Jeremy about this letter.
So when Jeremy killed Verity, he did it by like the choking thing, right? Which is the same way that Verity wrote in her manuscript how she would do to Harper, which is why I do think that Jeremy did read the, right?
No, because the only reason why he choked her was because that was the quickest way. Like, that makes sense when you, like, find out that your wife was faking dead or faking, like, vegetableism or whatever. So he automatically tried to choke her. But then Loan was like, you can't do that because people will know you choked her. So you have to, like, let her just die in a natural way so it's not suspicious.
Oh. Wait. Hold on. Question. So you know how Verity got vegetable status because she got into a car accident? She got into that car accident because Jeremy got her into that car.
That's
accident.
What she wrote in her letter.
Is that written from an... Oh, so that's the only confirmation we have. We don't have actual confirmation of how she got into a vegetable state.
Yeah.
Why can't Loan just ask Jeremy how she got...
So what it was said was, like, they got into a car crash and she, like, didn't have her seatbelt on. So that's how she, like, got into this vegetable state. That was, like, the public news that Loan and Jeremy went with. And in the letter... Verity wrote that Jeremy put me into this car to kill me, because in her manuscript she wrote like, what if I just died in a car crash after killing my kids? It was like, I want to play this mind game almost, that like Jeremy actually did put me in a car and kill me.
So like Loan can't even be like, hey Jeremy, like, did you want to kill Verity?
Yeah, because like it's still, all of it was still from a car crash, but it's just whether Jeremy put her in the car to kill her or whether she like did it herself.
Okay, I just need to clear in that. That's why I was like, I need to reread this book because I don't...
Oh, sure. I do the same thing. I spread read, but because we're doing this, I read the ending like 5 times because I wanted to know.
See, I think the whole, like, when he was trying to, he got so heated and he, like, was going to choke her to death. And then Lone was like, no, 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 people are going to know that you choked her. And so I thought she was coming from, like, a, let's turn in the manuscript to the police. Like, let's get Verity behind bars and make her pay. She didn't do that. She was just like, just stick your finger down her throat and kill her.
But then if you think about it, it's so, it's like, that's such a harder way to take it because there's so many ways that Verity could have argued that she never did any of those things. Just like what she wrote in the letter. She was like, dude, I'm just writing in a very antagonist point of view and I could like totally write that same shit right now to you and you would think I'm an evil person, but when reality, I'm not.
Just Lowen just wants to be Verity that bad. Like, that's what I got. Like, you want to be in her position that bad that you're okay with this man killing his wife. I went into a very deep, like, Reddit rabbit hole with this after I read it. And every part of the characters, like, all characters in this book have issues. Like, there was a thread that I was reading about his son. What's his name?
Crew? So much issues.
You're so fucking weird. Like, you're telling me that it's either Verity was mind manipulating him to the point of, like, you can't tell anybody that I'm alive or, like, I'm not a vegetable. But for Crew to also say things to Lowen, like, mom told me not to say anything or, like, whatever. I'm like, bro, that shit weird.
And like, also the fact that, like, he got so scared that he bit a fucking knife. Like, that was fucking creepy. When I was reading that, I was like, even if you're a child, that's not an excuse to like be that extreme. Like the moment that you like put a knife in your mouth and like bite into it hard enough to get stitches, like there's something psychologically wrong with you.
Dude, but isn't that crazy? Like imagine you're like, how old is he? Like 5? And like you know that your mom is alive, but you don't tell your dad. And like for whatever reason, you either feel like you can't or you don't.
Yeah.
Like, Verity's crazy.
Yeah. Like imagine the things that she says to him when they're alone.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, you can't tell people. This is our little game. Like I'm alive, but tell dad I'm dead.
Like what?
Dude.
Huh?
You know how we're like, oh my God, Verity is crazy for writing such a manuscript? But if you think about Colleen Hoover wrote this. I mean, I'm nothing against her. This is my first book I've ever read about her. But it's like,
that's where a debate too.
Where does she get this idea from?
Yeah. Authors, man. If you can't be the one doing the true crime, you can still get away with it.
By writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many ways. There's a section in the book where it's like abortion trigger, but the Verity wanted to get rid of her twins because she hated kids, but she like did it for Jeremy and was regretting it during the pregnancy. And when they were like, yeah, she stuck a hanger up there trying to get rid of them. And then when the child was born, there was a scar on the face. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, I think that was the most gruesome part for me.
It's just like, how can you as a person like do that?
Okay, that's where we could talk about whether we think the manuscript is real or not. That's another reason why I think manuscript is real because Harper or what's the other girl's name?
Chastin.
I think it was Chastin. Harper or one of them had the scar on her face. Like that is real, which that can easily be transferred into Verity having wire hangered herself.
Yeah.
That was very gruesome, obviously. But the other part was like, you had a dream about losing Harper. And so that made you hate Chastin.
No, opposite way.
Oh, she hated Harper.
She had a dream that Harper killed Chastin. And that's why she hates Harper.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit crazy. Like, you're telling me you have no maternal instincts and that one dream makes you so maternal towards one, but, like,
hates the other
to the point where you feel like you have to drown her?
Yeah.
Like, the whole, like, whispering to Crew, like, oh, hold your breath, and then she, like, tips the boat over.
Yeah. Bruh. And the fact that, like, I forgot if it was in the letter. No, it was in a manuscript.
It was in the manuscript.
Where Jeremy asked Crew what happened, and Crew was like, mom told me to hold my breath, and that's when Jeremy got an inkling that, like, oh, shit, like, Verity's killing my kids.
So are you guys team manuscript or letter?
Team manuscript. I think this is such a Gone Girl situation.
Wait, question. Was it mean to be team manuscript or team letter? Like, which one we think is real?
Yeah, which one do you believe?
Oh.
To me, it's like, one, the letter was a last minute ditch. Like, you wrote that after you found out about Jeremy and Lowen and your vegetable state being questioned.
You think that's so fucking smart? Like, how psychologically insane?
I don't think so, because it's like literally a last minute ditch.
Yeah, but in a panic mode to like debrief and write and touch on so many different points that makes it seem more sus is insane to me. I'm like, if I was a villain and I was like on your side, I would think you're a mad genius for doing that.
True. But also another reason why I think the manuscript is real is because I don't care if you can write in a villainous point of view. For you to be that extreme writing about your own kids whose actual lives were lost,
yeah,
and paint it in that dark of a picture, if it's not just to get over your trauma as a mother, like, that's BS to me. So I think like it really was a last minute effort to twist herself into Loen's psyche and just fuck shit up.
Yeah. And also like the fact that she wrote that letter like the minute Loen found out that she was alive, not like when she was a vegetable state and Jeremy was taking care of her. Like, she had so much opportunity to like write a letter to appease to anybody, but it would happen the moment that Loen found out she was alive. So that's like really sus. And then also the fact that not even just the scar on the baby's face, but how she favorited one child over the other, and she kind of explains why, and she like talks about how Jeremy felt that from her. Jeremy was like, oh, you definitely like Chasten more than you like Harper, and I hate this. And it was like a super big fight that they got into about it, and I'm just like, dude, like, nothing explains it more than you explained it.
And I have another thing. And at the end, you know how in the letter she talks about how she was trying to be vegetable state to the point of safety in order to take Crew away from Jeremy? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's even an extra level of you being crazy, because she only felt maternal towards Crew because Crew reminded her so much of Jeremy. Like, he's a boy form of Jeremy. I'm like,
I don't think it's like to this extremity, but has maybe like a little bit of feeling so jealous or possessive over your significant other that even your children gets you like jealous like that. Like,
I'm sure.
This is obviously like max extreme, because she like fucking hated her kids because he loved them more than he loved Verity. But I'm just like, damn, like, does this actually happen in real life? Like, the fact that she was like, oh, I hate that my children would suck on my nipples for breast milk, and like Jeremy also does the same thing, like, I don't want that to happen, I want to do formula. And I'm like, what?
Anything, Jamila?
I don't think I had a decision of like team letter. Actually, first of all, I thought team manuscript, team letter was team Verity versus team Loen / Jeremy. So I never really, I guess, had a team, but after you guys talk about it, like, now I'm convinced that the manuscript is real. Not that I didn't think it was real, but like, you guys convinced me to really confirm that it is real. But the other thing that I want to say was all three of them just got freaking issues. I think all of them are antagonists in this novel. There's no protagonist in this book.
No, genuinely, there's no good person in this book. Maybe Crew. Yeah. I felt for Harper. I was like, oh, Harper, you poor thing.
Wait, do you guys know that it's Harper on the book cover?
Yeah. That it's like the fishnet and there's a reflection because there's two sides of every story.
I hope you guys like the book as much as we did, because if you're listening, that means you read it. But
it's so good.
I'm just surprised Verity didn't kill them both.
Yeah, I also wondered that, like, maybe because she loved Jeremy so much.
Or maybe she just thought how she couldn't get away with it.
Or she just wanted to take Crew that bad.
Oh, that's true. Why did she pretend to be a vegetable?
She was trying to take Crew, according to the letter.
Or she was trying to take the manuscript, too.
Oh, she didn't remember where she put it, huh?
Yeah.
No, I think it was because she knew where she put it. But during the accident, I think Jeremy found it. And then she didn't know where Jeremy put it afterwards. So she was looking for it.
Was that in the manuscript?
Wait, but that's what she said in the letter.
Yeah, we all know Jeremy actually read it, but what I meant to say is that because she had all her stuff, right? And then maybe Jeremy just boxed everything up when she was in the hospital and moved it. So then she doesn't know where he moved it. And then when Jeremy gave Loen the box, that's how Loen felt it.
Oh, it's that. That makes sense. Yeah, I don't believe that he read it. Ain't no way. Then Jeremy's fucking crazy if he did read it and then decided to kind of kill her and then kept her.
Yeah, I feel like he maybe have read it, and the fact that she like didn't die and is in a vegetable state, then he's like, oh, like, what else can I do, like, just to like put up the front and like have Crew, yeah, I'll take care of her, but she's like a vegetable, what else is she gonna do to my life?
I believe that he read it, because I thought he did the asphyxiation or the choking because it was connected to the manuscript. But I guess now I don't know if he read it or not, but I'm kind of convinced on the theory that they're both his marks.
Oh, like he's the problem.
Not that he's a problem, but they're both his marks. Like, he planned both of their relationships.
Oh, I don't think he read it. Because let's say he read it and he tried to kill her in a car accident, felt bad, kept her. Then Verity wanted to prove to him this whole time that she just wrote this in an extreme way. It's not true. It was just her author POV. Then she didn't need all that time to tell him that because he already read the letter, like the manuscript. Like, why do you need more time for?
Because he read the manuscript, Verity wrote in her letter, like, I only write this way because I'm expressing myself, not because it actually happened. But the reason why she wrote that is because he actually read the manuscript.
Right, but she could have told him that as soon as she got out of the accident, like as soon as she woke up, she didn't have to decide to go vegetable state, which means I just think that she lied in her letter saying that Jeremy read the manuscript when he didn't.
But it doesn't make sense because Loan was also like, oh, I didn't question why Jeremy didn't, like, it took him so little time to read through the manuscript in order to confront Verity. Do you remember that part?
That was more like he didn't read the whole, she told him, you don't have to read the whole thing, just read this part. And it was like, Harper dying.
Loan made Jeremy read a manuscript?
No, that's why he got mad and he like ran up and was like, I'm gonna kill you, right? Because like if he read it and she got in a car accident and woke up, why don't he be like, Jeremy, I know you read the manuscript, I'm sorry you tried to kill me, but I promise, like, it's not
real. But the thing is, how would she have known that he read it?
That's what she said in the letter. She knew that he read it.
Yeah, because then in the letter she said that he read the version on her laptop, but then he deleted it and then killed her, but she also printed a physical version that he didn't know of. But I still think he read it because, like, the whole reason why he, like, reread it in my world is, like, Loan gave it to him and was like, hey, like, read this. This will explain so much about Verity, because at one point, Verity got out of bed and Loan was like, oh my God, she's out of the bed. Like, it's on the camera. But then Jeremy thought she was fucking crazy. She was like, he was like, oh, she's a vegetable. How can she? And then she got so upset. She was like, here's a manuscript. Read it. He like took so little time to read it. And then he like immediately went up.
No, but if he already knew about the manuscript, then he already knew about it. That's why he tried to kill her in the first place.
That's true.
So, like, rereading it and getting so mad that he wants to kill her officially again, like...
But it doesn't make sense if he doesn't know because he reacted so strongly to it.
Yeah, I guess it's just more confusing to think about if I have to think that he did know about the manuscript before. So now I'm just going to tell myself that he didn't know about it.
I wouldn't put it past the fact that Jeremy's also freaking crazy. I think just I'm very in my head of, like...
He, like, marks these crazy people. Yeah.
So, like, your perspective or your argument would be, like, he did read the manuscript, therefore he did try to kill Verity in a car accident. She was in a vegetable state, so he felt bad, so he, like, protected her and, like, blah, 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 or, like, took care of her and all that stuff. And then once Loan found a physical copy that he didn't know about and she gave it to him, he used those, like, 5 fast minutes to blow his, I mean, cover his tracks and kill Verity.
I mean, honestly, I don't really have much of a theory, but... I think as we're talking about this, I guess my theory is that, except for the part where is everything you said of, oh, he read the manuscript and he tried to kill Verity, but it didn't work. But he couldn't kill her again without being obvious. Let's just say, like, she died in her sleep, whatever. Maybe he felt like that wasn't, the suspicion would ultimately go on him. So then he just went through the whole thing. And then he found his next mark, which is Loan. And then, like, he kind of lured her into this entire thing. And then maybe even planned a manuscript for her to read.
Oh my God, that was my theory that I wrote in my notes before I finished it. It could work in that way. Because, like, maybe he doesn't know she's, like, pretending to be vegetable, but he's been looking for a reason on how to kill her without it being sus.
Yeah, maybe Loan, like, was the one who, like, presented that excuse for him to be like, okay, I could kill her and I have, yeah.
Maybe, because in that sense, then Verity would be telling the truth that Jeremy did read it, but he got so mad and, like, so upset that he did try to kill her, and then afterwards he just felt bad.
I wouldn't say he felt bad. Maybe he just didn't have, like, another reason to kill her. Like, there's no...
It's, like, for the public
to There's see. No setup for him to kill her without him being suspicious.
No, but the thing is, like, he could have just left her at, like, an institute for her to be taken care of. He chose to... like house her.
Yeah, but it could be like a public play, like he just didn't want the public to see him as person that like left the mother that he loved so much, and like his kids already died, so he's trying to show to the world that he's loving.
But also Verity is if Verity stays in the house, she's in his control. But if Verity is an institution, she could go out and say something else. Like, he has no control over her if she's an institution.
Like, if she does wake up and she admits that he tried to kill her.
Mm-hmm. Even if it might not play out like that, like, even if people don't believe her, but there's still a possibility. But if Verity is in Jeremy's control, he could contain all of that. Like, he could make sure it doesn't happen.
Huh. No, problem. That could be that is the other opposing side, because then it's like his own twisted game of like, or twisted mind of like, he hates her but also is protective over her. Like, when he thought Loen like had the knife to like kill Verity, he was like, get out of my house and stuff like that. That's like his own psychological, just like, he also obsesses over Verity but also feels guilty.
It's the like mark thing. Like, they mark someone because they have an obsession over them.
It really could be both then, or like either. Wow, I don't know. Holy shit, Colleen, I need answers.
How did you come up with this? This is insane.
Okay, it's either team manuscript completely, where the letter is just a last minute ditch, or it's both. It can't be just the letter. Like, I don't believe that Verity wrote the manuscript in a extreme way. Like, I genuinely think she wrote that
as herself. Me too.
So then it's both if it is the letter. I love Colleen Hoover.
She's a good author. She's really good. I think Colleen's really good at writing books with a twist. Like, you think it's a typical romance book, but it's not.
Thanks, Melody, for suggesting this idea on Discord, because I think we might be doing more of this from now on. Either Colleen Hoover or not, let us know which ones you would like us to dive more on. Again, this is a new kind of maybe series or episode that we're doing, so it might be a little messy, you know. Things will progress better with time. Let us know if you're team manuscript or team letter, or if you have any other interesting theories or teams that you're on. Feel free to drop it in Discord, in the comments, in DMs. You know where to find us. And if you enjoyed this episode, we really appreciate if you give us a like if you're on the YouTube version, or give us a 5-star rating on Spotify and or Apple Podcasts. And until next time, bye.